Fighters, today I welcome back to the show Bill Wackenfuss. He's a contractor up in the Vermont area. He's been on the show before. He's the guy, if you recall, had 37 cents in his bank account in the summer of 2021 and had a radical turnaround, you know, just by putting his nose to the grindstone and getting being part of our battleground group and stuff. And today we talk about a few other things that I think will help you be a little more successful, especially in the area of communication as a contractor. So without further ado, here's Bill. Bill, welcome back to the fight. How you doing, man?
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're back. Not many people come back twice, just right. So you know. Not because I don't like them, but it's just, you know, we just have a lot. But we were talking about somebody cool that we should have back on that's once again doing great things, and here you are. So fired up, man, that we're able to make it happen here today. Do me a favor and give us, you were on, I forget which episode you were on before. It wasn't that long ago, actually, but give us the 30,000 foot view of who you are, what you do. A little, maybe if you recall a little bit, the, I keep saying 87 cents, but it's really 37 cents that you had in your bank account. It was a little over a year ago now, right?
Yeah. It was, it was June of last year. So
June of 21.
So yeah, again, kind of just the 30,000 foot view. My name is Bill. You know, I live in Northern Vermont, just outside Burlington with my wife and new son. Yeah, I own a remodeling company up here. And, you know, I guess if you listen to the first episode that I did with these guys, with Dan was here too, my business was a mess. I mean, I came off and I worked basically for free for 3 years as a handyman business. And I niched down to remodeling. Now we're actually going to go ahead and niche down a little bit further, I think, to just vacation homes. But yeah. Had a pregnant wife on the way, and I had 37 cents to my name. So, and then I joined the and things have turned around, you could say. But yeah, it's all good shit.
So you went 37 cents, kid on the way. Then you decide to niche down, which is terrifying to begin with for most people.
Oh yeah,
right. And you're doing it when you're like you really have not much lower to go at that point, at least financially.
Right.
So what did that take? I'm just kind of curious because now you're doing it again a year later. You're going, okay, I'm going to niche down again to vacation homes. So what, this is kind of out of left field because I didn't plan on us going here, which is good. Like where's this coming from?
I think the first time for me, I mean, I was broken. I was a fucking mess when I first joined the fight. And if I can give anyone advice, don't get to that point. Don't be an idiot like I was. Narrow down your bank account with a pregnant wife on the way to that extreme anyway. But like it got to the point where I was just like, I just can't keep doing this. I mean, like I was so overworked. I mean, I'm working 60 to 100 hours a week, like on the regular back then. Mm. And or at one point, I mean, there was actually several times I would fall asleep at red lights. I'm so tired.
And, right.
You know, we were doing a lot of framing back then. And like my hand, it took a while to actually like stretch the fingers. Like no bullshit. Right. My hand was so fried from doing that. And back then I was just like, I can't, like I'm 33, 32 at the time, four now. And, you know, it's like, I'm going to kill myself. Like literally, you know, either I'm going to fall asleep behind the wheel or I'm going to make a stupid mistake and fall off or whatever. And the second time it's just, especially up here, like there are some incredible craftsmen, you know, and there is money. And like, I live in Northern Vermont, you know, like we have, I think the entire state has like 600,000 people or something like that.
Wow.
It's not a lot of people. That being said, there are a lot of vacation homes up here. I think it's actually like 20% or 19% of all the houses in the state are vacation homes. Wow. If I looked this up, if you looked at like Illinois, it's like maybe 4%, maybe 5%. So a lot of people from New York, Boston, DC, I mean, they're buying ski houses up here, lakefront property, because they can't afford it down there and looking to get away. So it is kind of that niche. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, what's a good, you know, we'll start off. What are the things that I hate? I hate when a homeowner is like right on top of me.
Yeah.
You're living in a house. I'm like, vacation home. It's fucking perfect, right?
Yeah. You nobody's know? There.
Yep. No one's there. You have disposable income to work with. It just seemed like a really good fit. And I'm still working out the kinks. I'm not going to pretend like I have this all figured out. It's a good place to kind of start. And if the right job comes along that, you know, they're not a vacation home owner, then I'll go ahead and take that. But I think that's kind of what we want to focus on. So that's a long-winded answer. So hopefully I check the box.
Well, you know, it reminds me of, I've talked before, like, if gun to my head, if I had to do like general contractor or remodeling work, I would choose basements.
Yeah.
You know, because you're away from the family, it's less disruptive. You just got to get down there and you're good. And you're kind of left alone. You could put, you know, you could say, don't come down here because it's a safety hazard, you know? And so I've worked in a lot of basements. I had one GC remodeler I painted for. We did 50, 60 basements a year. Mm-hmm. And those were my favorite types of jobs, man. So, because it's like it's a mini new construction environment.
Right.
So, but anyway, well, that's cool. So, all right, I never do this. And last night, I was like, I'm going to actually tee up a few questions here. I normally would just get on and shoot the shit. So this is either going to go well or it's going to be a total disaster. So, and I'm good with either one because, you know, we've both been in the gutter, Bill. Yeah. So we're not afraid of the gutter. We're not afraid of falling on our faces, right? So, all right, couple things here. If you had to write a book about being a successful contractor,
okay,
what would be in it?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I wish you could all see his face right now. It's like, you fucker. See, I'm making him think.
I mean, it's going to sound so goddamn cliche, but it's a lot of what you guys preach because it's funny. I was talking to somebody else recently. It was actually, you know what? It was during my black belt testing with Derek. And we were going on about it. And he asked me how long it took me to get my black belt. And I think it was like 10 months. It was something like that. But I could have done it a lot sooner. But anyone listening to this, guess what? The actual the Shin Fu and everything that you guys preach, the shit worked. Mm-hmm. I was far booked out. And I'm just like, I actually, like, I know I need to role play. So I was getting in maybe once a week. But I also had so many leads coming in. I had so many projects, this huge influx of just getting posting every day. Like you always say, like, put your content out there. And it started to work. And so I probably could have gotten my black belt in maybe like 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, again, at the time I was a one man band. Now I have one guy, I have a second guy coming on the way. But again, it was too much. And so it was like, shit. You know? But again, it's a lot of that stuff that you guys reiterate, just role play, you know?
Yeah.
To figure out your ideal customer, post content daily, you know, videos, blogs. It's just regurgitated shit that you guys say. I'm trying to think of stuff that's special here and it's not. Like I literally just do what you told me, you know, to an extent, and it's been working.
Well, I appreciate that, man. It's
sorry, it's not a new answer.
You know, but you know, that's the thing though. Everybody thinks there's like an easy button or a special sauce or and it's the same. I don't care what it is. I mean, you know, I football coach background, you know, you block and you tackle. Everything else is window dressing. If you can't block and can't tackle, you're fucked. Right. In baseball, if you can't get on base, I don't care if you get hit by a pitch, get on base. If you can't do that, you ain't going to win games, right? You're not going to hit homers all the time. And so it's always in anything. It's the fundamentals of shit. And honestly, Bill, the fundamentals are boring. And that's why people are always looking for something, you know, sexier. So, well, maybe this next question will help you here. What's one lesson you've learned that would help other contractors that you hope you never have to go through again or repeat?
Ooh, what's one lesson? Learning when to say no, I think, is the biggest one that jumps out at me. And I get it. You're new and you're hungry. Like, you want to take on almost everything that comes your way.
Mm-hmm.
Even from, and it gets to a point, like, yeah, like, you got to put food on the table. But yeah. I have. When we first moved up here, because I couldn't find a job to save my life, so I had to start a business.
Yeah.
It's a caveat. You do need to, again, like, kind of niche down, because that's when you start making serious money. But also too, it's just, yeah, like, you got to find that sweet spot. I think when you're starting, but grow a little bit, niche down further and further and further. And it's a quick funny story. I'm pretty good at painting, but I am no painter, right?
Yeah.
There's actually, we live on a dirt road in Vermont. There's an ice cream store. It's actually cool. It's a drive up ice cream store. So you don't have to get out of your car. Okay. So the owner contacted me, like, I know it's my first year in business, like, hey, we want you to paint this building. The building is a massive old schoolhouse from like 1900 or whatever. And I think I charged them $3,800 to paint just the trim on this place and the ice cream store. It probably should have been like $33,000, $35,000. So I just like, the thing that kills me is that it's at the end of our road. So every time I drive down there, I see it.
It's a reminder. Yeah.
Almost every single day.
I had a few jobs like that, man, where I'm like, the one house I've talked about and I talked about in the book where, you know, I charged $28,000 and it cost me $45,000.
Oh yeah.
Which means I should have charged $90 or $100 for it, you know, to get the profit margin. And literally every time I used to drive by that place, it was like a reminder of the tuition I paid to learn what I've learned, man. So it's
that's a learning curve.
I feel you. I'm still hung up on the drive up ice cream place. You don't have to get out of your car, so you can get ice cream and fatter all at the same time. It's a
experience. And it's funny because they hire a bunch of college kids to do it, right? Or kids do it. And it's like, mm-hmm. you don't get out of your car. Somebody will walk up to your car. Mm. You know? And the place is always packed. It always has like a line around the building of cars. And they'll have like 3 to 4 people like take your order, take the money quick. If you want to run your card, whatever. And by the time you pull up to the window, they have everything ready.
It's like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
There you go. They got like Chick-fil-A, or here in the Springs, we have a place called Dutch Bros, Dutch Brothers Coffee.
Okay.
Which I don't get it, man. Like literally there is that in the Starbucks around here. I don't get it, man. Like I drink my simple little Keurig cup of coffee every morning at home. And if I get coffee when I'm out and about, it's always just plain black McDonald's coffee. That's my coffee. And I'm telling you, man, like it's a 20, 25 minute line for these people to get a fucking drink.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and you do that how many times a week, right? I mean, if you just do that 5 times a week, that's what, an hour and a half a week or more of your time that you're sitting in that line. And yet people go, I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to do this. I don't, you know, I'm like, anyway, don't get me started. So, all right, let me rope it back in here. Let's poke the hornet's nest here a little bit. What annoys you about the trades? Like you just see it and it fucking pisses you off and you're embarrassed.
Communication. That's easy. I'll use an example. My parents still live in upstate New York, right? And we're about 2.5, 3.5 hours, depending on traffic, getting down there.
Mm-hmm.
My parents need all new windows in their house, and they're willing to drop like, you know, 40,000 to 60,000 on new windows. Getting someone to come out there, and like we're talking about like major brands. I'm not going to throw names out there, mm-hmm. but think of like the biggest winner.
I know who they are because I've contacted them for me too. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same. And like their stuff is not expensive. It's gotten to the point where there's window guys around here who I work with, who I'm pretty close with, and they even recommended these guys. I told them, like, I don't want my parents to get the fucking run around.
Yeah.
You know, this whole thing. And so we contacted this one company, and guess what? They're getting the runaround for this thing. And the guy came out and measured, and he's like, oh, we have to have an official measurer come out to do the thing for the windows, which is not uncommon. But we have to, you know, it's probably gonna be like $1,300 for him to do it. My parents try called, fine, here's $1,300. Well, it's the same fucking guy who came out the first time. And it's like, you just want us to give you another $1,300 for that, but you were already here, you know, to take the measurements. It's just, it's communication as a whole. You know, if you say you're gonna do something, fucking do it. Like I'm just sick of that shit. Yeah, and that's one story. Like think about that across the board for any trade. Anything really. So yeah.
Well, it's funny. I can't tell you how many companies my wife has hired and she tells them, you got hired because you answered the phone.
Yeah.
You got hired because you called me back. That's why it's just beyond me how anybody could be, any contractor the last few years could be struggling, right? Like if you just communicate well. And so I'm curious, I know you've had some big swings from 37 cents to, you know, you're moving some pretty sweet numbers now, dude. And you've had a massive turnaround, right? To where money ain't no in a problem anymore, from my understanding, right? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that's, and it helped. And for you, it happened in less than a year, right? Mm-hmm. And so what are some maybe, I know we just said there's no real secret sauce, right? But like if there were a secret sauce to communication, and because I know that's at the root of why you've had so much of the success you had, it's not about, hey, we use the X5000 saw blade and we, you know, it's like, it's nothing technical. It's like, what are some communication tips that you could share that have really moved the needle for you?
Listening. I mean,
just listening.
Yeah, exactly. that's the big one. Again, like, you got to figure out why people want what they want. Like, what was the last project you and Lee had done in your place that you guys had done? Like, major project, you know, doesn't have to be anything crazy.
It was Matt Heiner Outdoor Living. They did our front and backyard. That was the major one. Yeah. And the front yard, we finished it this past spring.
Okay. So, what did they do to the backyard and the front yard? Just like new landscaping and pond back there. I don't know what they actually did to it.
Yeah. And in the backyard, we got concrete. We got, you know, really cool garden boxes, water feature, artificial turf in an area. It's a small yard. It's only probably 100 feet wide and maybe 30 feet deep. We're in a subdivision. So it's just, but it's really like this backyard oasis with different layers and really clean lines. And and then the front, gorgeous retaining walls and plantings and another water feature. And, you know, so it's,
yeah. What was that before?
Rock. That's, you know, we bought the house. That's what was here. It was like in Colorado Springs here in a lot of these neighborhoods, they don't want to have a lot of grass because of the water issues and things like that. We're in the high desert. And so it's just a bunch of ugly rock, and you walk through the yard, and, you know, especially if in your like flip-flops or slides or something, you're like rolling with the rocks. If there's a little slope, and then we're having to pick up dog shit because we have four dogs, and, you know, dog shit in the rocks, and the grass didn't grow well, and the front yard was just a slope with a bunch of ugly bushes and all that.
How do you guys use that space now?
We call it the backyard. We call the best restaurant in town because we cook out there almost every night. When friends want to get together and, hey, let's go out to dinner, we go, why don't you come over here? And we'll cook and we'll sit in the back with the fire pit and the water feature. We got big TV mounted on the wall. We have little happy hours back there. I sit in the front every morning and do my reading by the water feature, and, you know, because it's shady and sunny in the back in the morning, and which is cool. Every morning I sit out front, like literally every day that I'm out there, probably half a dozen people, because our kids, they walk their kids to school by our house, and people stop and take pictures of our yard, and they're always yelling up to me, you have the best yard ever, and all this other shit. So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Very cool. Now, anyone listening, do you see what I did there?
That's it right there. You know, the whole time you got me too. Like, you asked me the first question and then I started talking, and it's funny because I coach this shit, right? And it's so natural. You're just, and I'm looking at you and you're just so chill. Your body language is just engaged. You're looking into the lens of the camera. You're not looking at the screen, like all these little things. And by this, when you hit the second question, I go, oh, you fucker, I know what you're doing. So guys, that's the sales process right there in a nutshell. That's it. Without us getting any more technical about it, there's some shit that's happened, and he didn't even really get into it yet. He was just gathering information at this point.
I mean, that's like surface level kind of stuff, shit right there. I mean, I could have gone so many different ways. I know we're on the clock right now, so communication, just to listen. I mean, again, like, there's a client that we're doing a pretty massive project for. It the budget went from 300,000, and we're just shy of $500,000 right now. And I know it's going to blow past that. Just sitting back and talking to them and listening, you know, and just like learning what their fears are and why they want to do this whole house renovation kind of thing. And just talking to them. I mean, really, but you got to practice communicating, because you're not going to knock that out of the park day one.
Fighters, let me tell you about Anthony. In 2020, he did $300,000 in top line revenue. Lost 10,000 bucks and only paid himself 12 grand that whole calendar year. And I don't know about you, but that's just not going to cut it. So in 2021, he decided to get involved in our contractor fight programs. And in 2021, he sold 2.8 million at a 50% gross profit. And he actually performed it at a 50% or better as a one-man show while being a husband, father, active in his church, and a full-time college student who graduated in December of 2021 with a 4.0 GPA. This year, 2022, Anthony is still part of our Battleground program, and he's kicking even more butt. This year, he's on track to do over 3.5 million by the end of the year. So I want to let you know that we're opening up Battleground again soon here. And if you click the link in the show notes or go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground, you could check out what's going on behind the scenes there that has helped Anthony and hundreds of other people have massive wins in a pretty quick time frame in their businesses. Go to thecontractorfight.com/ battleground. Dude, that's what Heiner did. He, you know, and I coached Heiner. He'd been in our groups. I knew him. But we would sit down, you know, she'd be getting ready for bed and I'd be flipping through the phone on Instagram or something and in the bedroom, and she'd hop in bed and I'd go, hey, check this out. And check it. Like, so we're looking at all Matt's content for yeah. a couple of years, right? And I just watched him get better and better and better at everything. And I'm like, cool. And we've obviously always stayed in touch because we're friends and he's a client and all that stuff. And so when it was time to do it, I called him up. He came out and we're standing in the old ugly front yard. And he literally just said, so what brings me here today? And it yeah. was like opening the floodgates of pain. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, look, I said, first of all, look, I said, but, and I said, just fucking ugly. And he literally goes, why does that matter?
Yep.
You know? And what's funny, dude, is I know this stuff. I teach this stuff.
Right.
We train it every day. But yep. when he asked me, I wasn't even thinking about any of that. I was only thinking about me and my pain. And the number one thing that I said is I've lived in some pretty sweet houses in my life, mm-hmm. Mountaintops and all this other shit. And I'm like, I've never once had a yard that I've been proud of. That was my main pain. And I'll tell you right now, you know me, I'll just be transparent here with everybody. Like what I do for a living, I'm very visual on YouTube and I'm visual on social media. And I could never go out in my yard and do a video because I was ashamed of the yard. Now we were going to do it anyway, no matter what, but we wanted to knock it out of the park with it, which we did. Because, you know, here's my ego, but I'm like, I'm fucking Tom Reber. Tom Reber needs that a nice fucking yard. Like that was my... I wanted to be proud of that. Right. And he just camped on that over and over. And we ended up in the backyard, the old ugly backyard, sitting down with the queen and me. And he's like, he literally just says, all right, help me, Lee. He goes, Lee, help me see what you see. What do you see here? And he just took notes. He shut up. Mm-hmm. He peeled some things back. And then he transitioned after he got all the motive we have. He transitioned to budget. Mm-hmm. By just saying, hey, are you cool if we talk about what this might cost right now? And she stands up. She goes, well, this is on you guys. See you later. And she walked away. And I look at Matt and I smile. And he says to me, he says, number one, you should have hired me before you coached me on my numbers. And then he goes, number two, he says, am I building you a 250 or 300,000 Oasis here, or am I building just something really simple for 125 grand? Where do you want to go? And I go, Matt, after we've just talked and dreamed, how do I not go all out? Let's do whatever it takes. And he goes, okay, it's $3,500 consultation fee for me being here today. I go, okay, I cut him a check. And a couple of weeks later, we were in his office going over some renderings, which was funny. The guy that did his renderings made the exterior windows on the windows on our house black, mm-hmm. and they're white right now. And now we have to swap them out for black, which is what we'll be doing here soon. Right. And the house color that he chose on there, I think, caused us to paint the exterior of the house and all this other shit, because once you see it, you can't unsee it. Right. So, but anyway, the whole point here is communication, right? Like this is the, you know, tonight, right now it's the 26th of September. We have our Coliseum night and I put out a post yesterday. I said, hey, if you think you know how to sell and you want to come prove me wrong, that I think you probably don't know how to sell, get on Coliseum night. And you've seen this over and over where, and I'm not ripping on, please understand you guys, listeners, I'm not ripping on you saying you're fucking loser or some shit like that. But like, it's easy to deceive ourselves into thinking we're better than we are. I mean, like seriously, if you just answer your fucking phone, you don't need to be a good salesperson these days, right? Right. If you just return a call, if you just, you know, spit a number out, you're probably going to get the job. And in good economic times, I saw this in the recession, the great recession of 08 and all that shit, is leading up to that, 2002 to 2008, right in there. And that was right around when I started my first business. Mm-hmm. All you needed to be was an order taker. It took no skill. Right. Everyone's had so much equity in their home. Money was flowing. You know, people are just making money hand over fist. And as long as you didn't kick their cat and throw up on their newborn, you know, you were probably going to get the job. And so what that created in a lot of people was a false sense of confidence that they're a good salesperson.
Right.
And I see it damn near 10 out of 10 times when somebody jumps in, they start role playing. You've done all these role plays, you're black belt and beyond now. It's like, how many guys have you done the first role play with and it was their first role play and they kind of think they know how to fucking sell? And by the time they get off the call with you, they're like, man, I don't know a fucking thing about communicating with people.
It's so true. And just to kind of dig into more of that point, what you just mentioned is, you know, yeah, even right now around here, like you can still be an order taker. Like we're in a recession. I don't fucking see it happening. I mean, it's just like every contractor, the good ones are booked out a year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is. So, but even beyond that, guys, like, wouldn't you want to be able to cherry pick which jobs you want? So, you know, yeah, your phone rings, whatever. You pick it up, you get a job essentially. Wouldn't you want to be in a position where, you know, maybe it's not an hour drive or 45 minutes. Maybe it is, you know, at a higher profit. Maybe there's better people to work for. This is kind of crazy. When I first joined the group in the last year, I think I've turned down way more than this, but it was at least over $200,000 worth of work. And we were all getting ready to sign, and like, you know, we had a good conversation, estimate and budget, but like, I just got bad feelings, and Dan Sherwood helped me out with a couple of those, and he knows the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But there are times that I'm so glad I didn't take those jobs now. Like, now I can look back on it. But again, just practice your sales, practice role playing so that you can cherry pick what you want. Because the last thing you want to do is have you or your guys in a miserable situation just because you're the first one to pick up the phone and you're a great salesman. You know, you can always be better. We can always be doing better work for better people for more money. So kind of a win, right?
100%, man. 100%.
Yeah.
So dude, I got two more questions and you answer them in any order that you want. Okay.
Yeah.
First one is, you got the floor here. Anything else you want to say to several hundred thousand contractors that hear this, right? Not to put any pressure on you.
No problem.
And the second is, I know we've touched in and out of the group, and the group we're talking about is Battleground. For those that don't know, we don't open it, but a few times a year, we've actually done a lot of things to improve it here this year. I shared at Mile High. I think on the stage I shared that I felt like for a while we were the restaurant that had a good reputation, but then for a good cheeseburger, and then you had it and you were like, it's all right. Right. You know? And so we had to look in the mirror with that. Right. And it's kind of funny. I kind of a side note here, guys, self-awareness as a business owner is a great thing. None of us are ever going to be perfect. You know, we spend so much time, you know, like I preach, building the brand and dialing in our marketing message and working on our sales processes, that for a time we took our eye off the cheeseburger. Right. And we realized that we need some better ingredients and some things like that and different cook time or whatever you want to call it. Right. Yeah. And so you've seen these changes over the past few months. And so I'm super proud of that. But so the second question is, what would you say to somebody, you know, who's heard about Battleground and they're like, you saw the post I did the other day. What are your fears about joining Battleground? And people are like, I thought it was going to be like the same old type of group. So any order you want to answer those.
Oh man, as far as fears, I guess I'll dig into that bit. I'm doing well now.
Yeah.
Joined again, and it was a mess. There's two guys in the group, and I'll give them shout outs. It's Dan Sherwood and Bob Turner. Both of those gentlemen, on two separate occasions, have kept me from going bankrupt. There was the one big job was a basement remodel for like 130 something thousand, and there was a bathroom, a master bathroom, some other bullshit. And they talked me off the ledge from signing and saying, you know, go do that.
Mm.
The same thing with Bob. It was another situation for my own house, actually. And just we've invested, if you follow me on Facebook, we've invested crazy money into this place. And he also kept me from, you know, doing something stupid. But anyway, yeah, like, it's got to pull the trigger and sign up for it. I mean, it's made me so much money, you know, and just it's turned my life around, really, because we were in such a bad spot before. Yeah. I mean, just, you know, I guess again, for people who are on the fence about it, just especially the open coaching for me was the biggest thing. You ask your questions ahead of time and post it to the group, and then Dan or whoever's on there can answer it. That's huge, because I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. And to have that level of, you know, advice from people, and, you know, again, I don't know. There's not enough good things to say about it. You know?
How would you describe the group in one word?
One word, community.
Okay.
You know, I mean, there's so many times I'll post something in there about a random, you know, question that I have or something like that. And it's just like, you know, all these notifications pop up. It's like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And, you know, like 20 people reply to it. And you're just like, awesome, I got my answer, you know, from this. And a lot of times we already know the answer, but you want that backup. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the right call or the wrong call.
Yeah.
Definitely. The sense of community has been insane, you know, and there's a handful of guys. Like I'm closer with the people in Battleground than I am with my own friends. Like I know from growing up and stuff like that and later in life, because we're all business owners, right? And we're all,
I hear that a lot.
Yeah. And going to Denver, you know, the Mile High, like I didn't go last year because Tommy was born. Mm-hmm. So Julie would have skinned me alive if I had gone.
He
was,
yeah.
This past time was my first time going, and it was like meeting, you know, family for the first mm-hmm. time, and just walking up to these people we've been talking on the phone for hours and just like giving each other like huge hugs.
Yeah.
It was awesome. But the community is the one word I would use to sum it up.
Love it. You got the floor for a little bit of time here. What do you tell the contractor world that maybe something that we didn't talk about that's on your mind?
Oh man. Get help if you need it. You don't, being a business owner is lonely, you know, especially if you don't have it sucked. Like when I was first in business, just beyond, because again, I had no fucking idea what I was doing to start. I had no resources to, you know, turn into. I could not imagine where I would be right now if I joined the 100K in CSA like 3 years ago. It'd be insane. You know, it'd really be insane. It's that much more time I could have put back and my own life, the business and the family life, you know, just get help, you know, whatever aspect that might be. For me right now, I need help to get my ass to work out regularly, you know, and again, I'm in the field still, so I'm moving. So that's good, but I know it's not enough. So I need to go ahead and like do some kind of, I don't know, online fitness program or whatever. And I was in the fitness industry at one point in my life, so I know what to fucking do. You can see there's a weight rack behind me. That's
It's a clothes hanger now. There you go.
I know what to do, but I need something else.
So well, again, dude, not that this is the fix all, but I have this app. I'm just pulling it up. It's in the very middle, has the barbell. See, Muscle Booster.
Okay.
And I hit that thing and it opens up and there's like a 23-minute strength workout you can do at home. There's like a 7-minute morning routine you could do. There's a bunch of other things. I use this thing all the time in addition to, like, you know, like if I go, I'm going to work, I got a 45-minute workout, I'll do the body weight workout and then I'll throw my weighted vest on and go for the other 25 minutes or something. Totally. But it's just something to, but I hear what you're saying. I love being told what to do for a workout now. Mm-hmm. Like I don't have to think about it. That's the value of hiring a trainer or getting an app that just says, do this. And it literally goes, all right, for the next 30 seconds, do fucking arm circles to warm up. Okay, for the next 30 seconds, do air squats. For the next 30 seconds, do a plank. Okay, now your core is warmed up. Now do X amount of push-ups, you know, and here you go, or whatever it is. I just love, and then it just moves, and then it says rest for 10 seconds. And I just stand there for 10 seconds. And then it says, do this now. I'm like, okay. Because as business owners, man, and most adults in the world, our bandwidth is limited, right? And we do so much thinking and make so many decisions. I love the fact that I can go, here's my goal, and then something spits it out for me. And then anyway. Different topic, but and I'm glad you touched on that too. You said right now I need help on this. Like, guys, you don't have to be struggling and on your last 37 cents to join the group, right? Like, that's not, you know, most of the people that join are doing good,
right?
They just know there's another level. They know that, you know, they're you just don't know what you don't know. You don't see what you can't see. And because I have a lot of people that ask that, Bill, they're like, you know, oh, I have to be fucking broke and struggling to be a good fit for the group. I'm like, no, not at all. It's
don't.
In fact, very few people are like that in the group. So,
right.
You know, they're winning all at different levels, but they're winning.
Totally.
And they just want to get better. So, well, dude, how do people find you?
Yeah. Check out VermontRenovationRemodeling.com. We're also on Facebook, you know, Vermont Renovation Remodeling, or you can go ahead and just find me on Facebook, just Bill Walkenfuss. Yeah. Hope that helps somebody, and looking forward to speaking with anybody. If you guys just want to, you know, shoot the shit, you have a question, you know, send me a message. I'm happy to go ahead and talk with anyone about that stuff.
That's good stuff, man. Well, dude, I appreciate you. Thanks for carving out time on a Monday.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your day. Keep winning the moments, and I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody, give us a rating, give us a review. Appreciate you being here today. Share this with another contractor and hit the show notes if you want to learn more about Battleground or our Coliseum Nights and all that. Go to thecontractorfight.com, and I'm out.